Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome to Morning Mindset, a daily dose of practical wit and wisdom with a professional educator and trainer, Amazon best-selling author, United States Marine, television and radio host, Paul G. Markle. Each episode will focus on positive and productive ways to strengthen your mindset and help you improve your relationships, career goals, and overall well-being. Please welcome your host, Paul G. Markle.
All right. Hello and welcome back to Morning Mindset. Thank you very much for being a member of my audience. And I have an apology to make to you guys. If you had a difficult time, if it was tough for you to find the recent Morning Mindset podcast, we've had some technical difficulties. We've had some difficulties with iTunes not putting up the new shows. And quite frankly, it's out of my wheelhouse. My producers have been working on it. But I do have to apologize to you guys if you have had... Now, if you're listening right now, well, fantastic. Good on you. That's fantastic. You know, obviously, that's a good thing. But if you did have a difficult time finding the show, I'm sorry. Excuse me. All right, so welcome to a brand new episode. And we're going to talk about heroes today. Heroes. I was thinking about this recently with our current pandemic crisis in America. And certain people are painted as heroes or labeled as heroes because they're the heroes that are out on the front line and they're doing the work. And I got to thinking, you know, we as a culture, and this is not the first time I'm going to say this, but we as a culture, we have this kind of dumbed down default or this sacred cow mentality that we assign hero status to certain jobs, right? Certain occupations. And anyone who gets a job or finds themselves employed in that occupation, whatever it happens to be, whether it's a teacher or a nurse or a doctor or a paramedic or a policeman or they're a military person or whatever, they are automatically bestowed the title hero. Our heroes in uniform. We hear this a lot during the failed global war on terror. Yes, I did say failed global war on terror. We hear this, our heroes in uniform, or our heroes in blue, or our heroes at the hospitals, or our heroes at whatever. Everybody's a freaking hero. But the fact of the matter is occupations in and of themselves are not necessarily heroic. Now, if your occupation is being a superhero, like if you're Batman or Superman or something like that, well, obviously that is that's an asterisk, that's an exception to the rule. But merely getting a job or finding yourself employed in a certain occupation does not necessarily make you heroic. Heroic is what you do. Actions are heroic. Now, people can be heroic based upon their actions, but a person is not a hero just because they got hired to teach, you know, junior high or first grade or kindergarten or ninth grade English or whatever. That doesn't make them a default hero. You see, what we do with the English language, when we create situations like this, these sacred cows, we basically water down the terminology. You know, I've said that before on my previous show, when everything is a right, when everything that you want or desire or anything that makes you happy or comfortable or whatever is a right, well, then nothing is a right. It becomes meaningless. And when we ascribe the word hero to occupations, it's a blanket description. You know, everyone who's a teacher is a hero. Everyone who's a policeman is a hero. Everyone who is in the Army or the Navy or the Air Force, the Marine Corps, they're all heroes. And we say, oh, what's wrong with that, Paul? I mean, that makes us feel good. Makes us feel warm and fuzzy inside. But when you do that, what you're doing is you're actually watering down and making the word hero meaningless. Think about it. If every single person who graduated from college with an elementary education degree is a default hero, then being a hero is not really special. Being heroic is not really special because anybody can do it. Anybody with enough money and time to get through 4 years of college and come out on the other end with an elementary education degree is a hero. Anybody who joins the Army or the Navy or whatever automatically becomes a hero because now they're wearing a uniform and they're a hero. Ladies and gentlemen, not everyone's a hero because hero or heroic is not supposed to be a blanket term. It's supposed to be special. And it's supposed to apply to actions and behaviors. Now, there are people in our world who have displayed genuine heroic behavior and genuine heroic actions. And those who have done that and actually sacrificed their very lives doing that, their memories and their actions are really diminished by when we take the term hero and apply it to everyone or everything, you know, to blanket to it, this profession or that profession. They're all heroes. Everyone who gets up if that's the case, then why isn't the guy who gets up every day and goes to work at the corner Quickie Mart, why isn't he a hero? Well, you know, Paul, I guess he is a hero, you know? Why isn't the guy who brings you your chili cheese fries, why isn't that guy a hero, you know? The lady who refilled your coffee, she's a hero. Everyone's a hero. Well, if everyone's a hero, then no one's a hero. Because we've just diminished the speciality, the uniqueness of the term. Yes, I was thinking about this earlier. I saw a story and someone referred to everyone who's currently going to work every day in America as heroes. You know, there's people that want to get up and go to work right now who are not allowed, who've been told that they're not allowed to go or who've been laid off or fired by their company because their company's not making money anymore. And so they don't have a job to go to. So they're not heroes, I guess. Oh, well, that's not it at all, Paul. Ladies and gentlemen, if we're going to use the English language, if we're going to speak it, if it's going to mean anything, then we can't just use blanket terms. Like, for instance, rights. If everything is a right, then nothing is a right. And if everyone is a hero, then no one is a hero. Should you ascribe to heroic behaviors? Are there times when you have the opportunity through your behavior and through your actions to act and behave in a heroic manner? Yes, there are. The term hero is supposed to be special. It's supposed to be unique. When you hear about someone like an Audie Murphy or a Sergeant York or, you know, pick your, you know, name your hero. When you hear about that fireman who in 9/11 that actually ran into the building and helped people get out and then he went in a fifth time to help people escape from the building. And that fifth time that he went into the building, it collapsed and it killed him. That guy's a hero. And he's not a hero because he put on a certain colored pair of clothes that day. He's not a hero because, you know, he had a badge. He's a hero because of his behavior. He's a hero because of the actions that he put forth. And ladies and gentlemen, if you're going to use the term hero, use it right. Apply the term hero when it actually is deserved. Because, like I said, when we use the term hero to describe everyone, then it really doesn't matter. Then hero means nothing. Hero is just a sandwich. All right. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining me for Morning Mindset. I hope that little segment gave you something to think about, and I hope that you strive to act and behave in a heroic manner when it is called for. I'm your host, Paul Markle. I would truly appreciate, I know it's difficult because of the technical glitches, but if you're listening to this right now, that means you have access to it. That means you have the opportunity to share this material and this show with someone else. So why don't you go ahead and do that? That'd be fantastic. I would appreciate it. My producers would appreciate it. And I will be able to come back to this microphone as much as humanly possible. All right, folks, I'm your host, Paul Markle. I will talk to you again real soon.
Thank you for spending time with us today. To get show notes, submit a topic request, and for more from your host, Paul G. Markle, visit morningmindsetpodcast.com. That's morningmindsetpodcast.com. Please leave a review for this podcast on your favorite podcast player. We appreciate your time and effort, and we look forward to reading your honest feedback.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.